Yes, without those sort of people keeping this thing all going, it wouldn't happen. We have no federal funding that keeps this project alive, so we rely on people like ConcertWorks Canada and others to keep us moving forward. So, my friend Mr. Sherwood, co-founder of our little history lesson here in music, I think it's about time that we made some announcements here. For those who want a little more information on how this was done, we went to the masses this year to ask who should be inducted into Victoria's Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. There are 1,200 musicians listed on the website between 1956 and 1985. We took a random survey where we asked 100 of them the questions that we're going to answer for you today. And one of the questions that was asked of these 100 was, what was your favorite venue to perform at or see your performance at from 1956 to 1965? And Ken?
It'll be Ian Diamond, Tango, Oak Bay.
So Club Tango, Oak Bay.
Oak Bay. That
was above,
remembers them.
Yeah, for anybody who remembers that, was above the Oak Bay Theater. For Ken, you remember the Club Tango, but not above there.
But not above there. No, now I remember the one down on View, and I snuck into there many a time when I was really young, and then later went to the Tango and then snuck into the Purple Onion to see bands like Holy Smoke and Sugar Cane and all those bands.
First time I saw Sugar Cane there at Club Tango.
Yeah. And Brown Jug is where I saw them.
13 years old.
So that was inspiring for you guys as far as the places where you would go to see bands that you wanted to see of the day. Now, a lot of those venues weren't licensed, so you were able to get in there.
Tango,
but the ones that were,
licensed.
Sometimes you would sneak in the back door. Well, that's great. Now, also, too, we're going to announce who's going to be playing at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this year, September 17th, at Darcy's Pub. And supplying the entertainment will be The Essentials. And The Essentials, I think, really typifies what the Royal City Music Project is about, which is capturing the history of musicians who have made an impact in our market locally between 56 and 85, and also the young musicians that are inspired. The Essentials are Harry Creech, I'll be playing guitar, bass player Dave Ballum, and Harry's son, Darcy Creech, on drums. So we have our combination of new and old. They'll be laying down a few sets for us in the afternoon, and gosh knows what else is going to happen down there. I'm sure there might be a video or two played, and who knows, you might even see somebody else perform. Last year at the Hall of Fame inductions, we had a couple members of the Pharaohs that were able to get up on stage and perform, so we'll look forward and see who's going to be coming up on stage and joining us this year. Now, we're going to go back to talking to Ken and Jack. Jack in particular, we talked about you playing with Colin and Dave in the City Band. Musically, where did you go from there? You've done a lot of things locally. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other projects you've undertaken over the years.
Yeah, well, after that, I ended up working with a band called Jedi and did lots of touring around Western Canada with that. And that was some pretty progressive rock and roll in its day. And then you approached me, I remember, about, hey, Jack, can you play the blues? And I said, well, man, I've been playing a lot of hard rock for a while now. And But you convinced me. It took a little while, and I had to work hard at trying to learn some of that music. But I ended up playing with the Uncle Wiggily Band, which was the reincarnation of the Uncle Wiggily's Hot Shoes Blues Band at the time. And that was a very wonderful experience, playing with the horns and the keyboards and Hank and all those guys. It was a wonderful thing to be a part of. And then from that, I did a solo thing, acoustic guitar, for a number of years, and then got into a band called Playground Hero, which won Rocktoria 2. And we were able to do a video through that, and we released a bunch of songs and did numerous shows opening up for people like Barney Bentall, and seeing Dave Reimer again and all this. It was quite fun, eh? And then from that, basically I've just been doing my own thing, just playing locally and selling real estate, you know, support my music habit. And, you know, as it stands today, I'm playing in a band that we're called AKA, which is Malcolm Cooley and Bill Underwood. And we opened up for Holy Smoke, actually, at the Legends, right? And
The Last Tango Part 3.
Yeah, and we got all inspired to do a whole set of Deep Purple and stuff, and that was really fun to...
I was lucky enough to be a guest in that band. It was
Yeah, we had a couple of people sit in. It was great. And, from that, basically I'm just getting back into writing songs now and wanting to record and do some live shows again.
Well, that's great. And, Ken, you're still plunking away on the guitar?
I'm thinking about getting back into it after playing with Jack and everybody. It's so much fun. It's I'm just thinking about getting right back into it again.
Well, there
that's
you go.
The thing about all this is it has made people that maybe never were playing that much play again. And this is the one thing that I'm glad to see with some of the musicians that are out there. It's nice to see them come out and try again or, you know, want to play again.
Yeah, making everybody want to get together. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of neat. So if anybody's looking for a bass player, just call or contact the Rail City Music Project through our contact button on there, and we'll certainly put you hook you up with Ken Sherwood. And who knows, maybe it might be the bass player that you're looking for. We've got other things coming up on the show today as well, too. The rest of the Hall of Fame inductees, we have to do that a little later on. But we also asked in the survey that we sent out to these 100 musicians a variety of questions, and we found out that about two-thirds of you have been to a Rail City Music Project event. So for ones of you that haven't, the next one is September 17th at Darcy's Pub. Reminder, though, that this is a very small venue, and there will be exactly 80 seats available this year for sale. So if you do want to come this year, you will want to order them early. They'll be available through the website at www.rcmpsite.com. Click on the contact button and email us with how many you'd like. They're $12 a piece, and they go on sale starting tomorrow. It was interesting, though, when we sent the survey out, we asked people what they enjoyed at these events, and most of them enjoyed seeing bands reunite, like yourselves, Ken and Jack, where you went out and saw bands play again that you grew up sort of idolizing. And then the second best reason seemed to be meeting old friends,
yes,
as we talked
reunion
about. And not even so much guys that you played with, but other bands and people that you know, that you've seen throughout the years in the scene. And hooking up with those people again at these events, what's that like, guys you haven't seen?
It was neat, especially at the early ones that we did, the early shows we did. It was almost like walking back into the club again. You saw the same faces, maybe a little older, but they were there. And it was like stepping back in time, and this is one reason I like it. It's not just seeing the bands, it's seeing everybody, seeing the same people that used to go to the clubs and used to be at the clubs.
And that sort of really makes it,
makes
a lot of fun
lot
for
of
everybody.
Fun. Yes.
And a lot of you had said, in fact, most of you had said that you'd heard about the Rail City Music Project right here on CFAX 1070. So thank you to CFAX for allowing us to come on and talk about this. We also had asked questions about what sort of guests you'd like to have on the show. So as we're invited back, you'll be seeing a variety of people that you've requested come on to join us on Susan's show, Remember When. Also, it says that you like the website more than any other part of this. So thank you all for those who filled out the survey and gave us an idea of what you thought and who you thought was going to be people that should be recognized from their contribution to the city's music scene from the 50s. We're going to go to break right now. We're going to go out with one more Telstar song. And when we come back, the winners of this year's rock, or the inductees into this year's Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame.